The tone of so many of these lyrics of love is the tone of unrequited love. It is the poetry of desire, the poetry of longing, a tradition created by the Arab poets, passed on into European literature via the troubadours of the south of France, and subsequently into the literature of Europe and the Western world. Such poetry made of unfulfilled desire, which is certainly one of the most miserable of human conditions, a reason for rhapsody. Out of anguish came the simple need of making a song or a poem of it. And in the saying or the singing, the anguish somehow was transformed into something beautiful. A haunting example of this is Yeats's The Song of the Wandering Angus. The poem was suggested to him by a Greek folk song and also by old stories from Burren and Gort in Galway about creatures who came from the sea and turned into beautiful women. These women stole men's hearts from them, leaving them wandering in an eternal quest for a love they would seek forever and never find, of course. For Yeats, Angus is the god of youth and beauty and poetry.
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head, and cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone, and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun.